for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, May the 23rd, 2003. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jim Landry of Beaumont, Texas is the minister on this tape. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Once again, good morning. This is a great day of the Lord, a great day for us to get some deliverance. I'm confident that you've come here to learn and to participate and to go back home to your ministries and with some increase. Amen?
Amen.
This is probably going to be a little different twist on the message of deliverance. I tend to, as I'm directed by the Holy Spirit as a pastor, dig and search and, you know, and drag and pull whatever it takes to get to the depths of a situation. I believe God is dealing with the issues of our hearts. And how many of you here are already being used to assist in ministry of deliverance? Wonderful. Well, this message this morning concerning the tongue is not only going to affect you as workers, but it's also going to affect every person here in your ministry and your ministry to others. I would like to look at some scriptures and concerning the tongue in the book of James, a very familiar passage, the third chapter. I think I hear someone out there saying, I know where he's going. In James, the third chapter, verse 5, it says that even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body, set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. This is a little unique message for me today. I was at the service on Wednesday night. One of the young people now that's a mother was sitting next to me, and she's going through a battle. And I leaned over to her. I said, you know what? I really had a real battle this week. And I had to speak some words as a, basically as an overseer on my job also, and very direct and very firm to an individual. I didn't see it, and I didn't get out of the will of God, but it really hurt me. And the little girl looked at me saying, I said, well, Pastor, go through things too. For every kind of, that's just the enemy trying to oppress the work before we got here. For every kind of beast and of birds, serpents and things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So you might say this morning that I'm going to be preaching Jim's salvation. I may be directing the message to you, but I assure you it's not going to bypass my home.
All right.
The evil power of evil speech, and I have not given you a subject yet, Brother Glenn, vain talk and bondages created by something called the cliche curse have defiled many people. In the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. The Word of God has a lot to say about the tongue. And I don't know about you, but I like to be around people that are careful with their words, not just running off with anything. In 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. And in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 8. The scripture says, but now you also put off all these. Anger. Haven't seen a person that was very forward with their tongue didn't have anger. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Today, many of us, if not all of us, as children, came out of a background where we were faced with malicious words from individuals. Some of us, unfortunately, came out of the background where these evil words came to us by our parents, relatives, or associates using cursing, filthy communications, and profanity to express themselves. And this was whether they were angry or not. Some of us just came out of background where cursing was just as common as grits. Well, grits are not that common. Wait a minute. Some parts of the country don't know what grits are. I just found that out over the years, I guess, you know. You can imagine the rejection and the confusion from these profound words spoken to someone, particularly that in an angered mentality, or someone calling you a filthy name, and you're a child, and you have a name. I'm Jim, but I'm trying to assimilate at 8 years of age what this person is referring to me as. I don't know all of the names for a donkey, but so I just know him by one, S. And so you can imagine the child's confusion. My friend from India, we were discussing about some of the roots of cancer, and I asked him, did he know what cancer really was? And he did, and it is cells going crazy. And in confusion, our cells go crazy. Demons go crazy. Excuse me, thank you, Doc. That's my background, too, a little medical. I'm getting out of that a little bit. I got to think spiritual. Thank you, Jesus. This morning's message is about cliche curses. And if you haven't ever heard a message on cliche curses, I strongly suggest you get the tape, because not very many people really look at this area. Most of us present today have witnessed the harsh words of a parent or a guardian at a store or restaurant speaking very foul to the child. Oh, it just touches me when I see that. And I pray for that child immediately as a prophet and a prophetess of God. Perhaps you've had relatives yourself that were very forward with their tongue, cursing while communicating with others or even when they talk to you. Some of us had some fathers that had some dignity around us, but when Uncle Bill came by, the air turned blue, as Worthy would say. But they kind of shielded us, you know. And some of us, unfortunately, have been used by the enemy to speak words of discouragement to others as well as words of discouragement to ourselves. When you really look at this thing, you'll find that many individuals today, and perhaps some of us, have been living under the control of a cliche curse. When the cliche was assigned to them, eventually they took on the nature and the characteristics of the cliche. An example might be a cliche spoken to a child whose parent is impatient with the child, and we've seen a lot of impatience now, and tells the child, "Speak up! What's wrong? Cat's got your tongue?" And you might find a future manifestation in that child who's now become adult in the forms of problems with rejection, difficulty in communication, and mouth disease. And that's just a couple. Over the last 30 or 40 years, there's been a great emphasis, not only in this nation, but in other nations, on identity. Everyone is looking, not everyone, but there are a great segment of our society that's looking for an identity. I think you will agree. Many of the individuals that have went out looking for the identities have taken on counterfeit personalities or cliches. Many have received them from television programs, such as the series in the 60s and the 70s, where we find walking manifestations of individuals who personalities resemble or identical to Dizzy Lucy, Racist Bunker, Steve McGarrett, Control Freak Jackie Gleason, Storyteller Tennessee Tuxedo and his Tales. I mean, we got something. We just talk all day. They don't let you get a word in. There is a spirit called talkative spirit, by the way, and intellectual spirit. I know. I had all of them. And then that's the martial arts spirits. And then Judy Gardens, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which Ursula and the Drug Heron, for those of you who have not done the research. Then that's the soaps. And I'll tell you this. I really thought I was Victor Newman before I got saved. So forgive me if I maybe rain on your parade because you think I should be a great man of God. It's just something that's greatly used. But before I came to Christ, I really thought I was Victor Newman. I thought that dude had some dignity. Boy, was I wrong. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about? I know you're not watching the soaps now, but this is 20 years ago. Okay. And then there's that. Today we're faced with a commando walk in men and women. I mean, it's the macho thing. I know we had the 70s with Jane Fonda and all. Let's get physical. But, I mean, now it's macho. Women and men carrying guns and machetes. They've taken on those cliches. Oh, he's just like his dad. And we can go over hundreds of more. And you're going to begin to see the characteristics in those that come from ministry in the form of a cliche. Something has been told. My dad was a joker. He still is. He's got a great personality. But he worked with a lot of engineers. And he would come home telling me all these jokes. And they were Aggie and Texas jokes. And I didn't understand. I was I'm concerned about playing sports, you know. And I remember the most unusual one. He told me, this is not a joke, so I'm not going to feed you an ungodly spirit. But I couldn't figure out why he would tell me that until I started working where he works, why he would tell me how you get a worn-on aggie out of a tree. And he told me, you wave at him. You know, I said, I never did. But anyway, I never could quite understand that until I started working with aggies and longhorns. So now I understand. But anyway, so it's so easy you can attach a cliche to someone. What about the effect of the cliches in music? The music of the 60s and 70s were primarily designed by Satan to create little gods. It focused primarily on identity, such songs at the football games, we sung in the 60s and 70s. In my high school, I remember one of the most prominent songs was I'm Black and I'm Proud. Then there was the Beatle music that ushered in the blaspheming sounds and words against Jesus. The rock musicians promoted the god of self-rebellion and heavily promoted fornication, drugs, and alcohol. And we're beginning to witness also these false anointings in worship services due to the manifestations of these Beatle and other musician spirits in individuals who are not aware of the message of deliverance in the congregations around the world. The sports cliche is an interesting one. That's being put on us and our children or in the past. It's very unique. Many individuals have a certain physical walk associated with their current or past athletic abilities. I had the God of sports spirit. I played baseball all the way up. I coached. I had little league teams, pony league teams, softball teams. I did softball leagues. I didn't know anybody in the whole city that was better than me. I had the demon on. I just knew I should have been drafted by the Astros, too. And frankly, the demon might have got me there if I could have ever developed my arm. I had the glove and the bat. I was in. But thank God, God saved me. I traded with him. I was up in Hedrick, I think 12 years ago, sounds about right. And Dennis, I can't think of Dennis' name now. He was the pastor after Brother Worley passed. Dennis was teaching. He's an engineer, and he was really into sports. Can you imagine what he taught on that day? The God of sports. And he told me, he said how he researched, and he had it all memorized. He knew all the athletes, and he was just really into it. And I'm sitting up there like, yeah, me too, you know. And then he started calling out those spirits, and I repent. I said, God, forgive me. Two guys at church. One played for Alabama. Another one played for, I forgot the college, he coached. And so I have to be careful when I'm around them because they want to talk about ball, you know, and I'm going to be thinking, you know. And so anyway, God delivered me up in Illinois from the God of Sports, sincerely. He really did. And you know what happened? I live in a neighborhood where it's not the kind of neighborhood where I grew up where you can throw a baseball or a football. Now I have some neighbors, some little boys. I was so happy to watch those little boys grow up, and so now they're throwing baseballs and stuff, and that's good. So I just moved my van. And you know what? I really don't care if they break a window or nothing. I just so happy to see the children having fun. So, Well, anyway, I hope they don't break a window, but it really wouldn't bother me. I came home, and you'd have to, I'm a working preacher, so I work full-time, 40 hours, and I pastor, and I travel almost every weekend. You see my itinerary. And so I don't take a salary from the assembly. They'll give me anything I want, but it's, you know. And so I work, and so we raised our children, and I got one more in school. And so, anyway, my house was shot up by the gangs some years back. We took 17 shots from a 9mm. One of my boys was hit, because they didn't like me on the street, so I'm trying to build you up. And then after that happened, we stayed in the home we were in for 2 years, and I could have bought any home in Beaumont, Texas. Okay. All right. So anyway, I moved to this area here, and over there, there's no such thing as sports. Okay, it's just it's a retirement-like center. So, I come home is what I'm trying to say. And the next day, when I went out in my yard to do some work in the yard, I found a baseball, a hardball, and it was like, whoa, whoa. I say, how did you get there? And I looked around. I said, there's no children around here. So then I knew that God had set me free. And so I had to be careful with it from time to time, because someone start talking about it. I want to get there and tell them about what all I did. Cliche. What about the many sicknesses on believers today as a result of over-concerned parents and grandparents? Oh, she's a sickly daughter. Oh, he's a sickly son. Slow down. You're going to have high blood pressure like your dad. Just those cliches that have been placed upon us. My own grandmother died due to the very thing that bothered her the most. And this is very unique. As children growing up, when we would go to grandmother's house, my grandmother was a praying grandmother. When we go to her house, all I can remember about her other than her love is X-lax. And what's this other stuff they make you drink that was real strong? Not Epsom salt, but it was nasty. Turpentine. Yeah, cod liver. Oh, but you wouldn't go to grandma's house until you get a good cleaning out. So she died of the very thing. Her bowels, they had did a colostomy, and when they brought it back, it developed an infection because she had no wall. And I saw that years later in ministry. So that was a cliche and a curse combination. As a cliche, also work-related. You work for who? Or you do. So there's a certain walk, a certain confidence. Then there's the white collar, blue collar. Then there's a no collar. So there are cliches out there. This morning I'm going to come at a lot of cliches that were spoken against you. Some of them are going to be so familiar you're going to say, I never thought about dealing with that issue. Because a lot of us are a product of those words. In Proverbs, the 21st chapter, verse 23, the scripture says, whomsoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Well, I'm convinced that I didn't always keep my mouth and my tongue. In fact, I'm positive that many individuals, families, friends, and strangers didn't keep theirs when speaking to me. I'm convinced that much of the fragmentation of my soul was the result of a spoken word curse or a cliche that was assigned to me, and many times over and over and over again, layering in and breaching my soul and sealing itself in, developing or attempting to develop my personality after the enemy. There are also different types of word curses that utilize the cliche. One is called a direct curse. Many of you are familiar with a direct curse. In 2 Kings, the second chapter, very familiar passage, Second Kings, the second chapter, verse 23. Here where Elisha, curses those men, those young men that mocked God. It says that Elisha, and he went up from thence unto Bethel. As he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. I'm going to suggest that you go back and do a good study. I'm going to give you a good balance on it right now, but we can't go into all of it. And he turned back and he looked on them and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Direct curse. And said unto them, there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 of them. Now, this word litter here, comes from the Hebrew word nahar, N-A-A-R. And it is generally applied to youth, but not always. And for the word is used of Isaac when Isaac was 28 years of age. The same word is used of Joseph when he was 39 years old, and of Rehoboam when he was fully grown. So here the little children were, through study here, the infidel young men of Bethel who were worshippers of the golden calf instead of Jehovah. They were mocking Elisha as the prophet of Jehovah, and God sent the bears, a direct curse. And so we might have attached a cliche curse to an individual in our youth or even as adults, like, you idiot, you dummy, you fool. But you don't remember because you was 10. It's never been dealt with. Swept under the rug. Well, Satan is a master at digging up all that stuff in the rug and using legal excuses to afflict you. Then there is an indirect curse. For the sake of the scriptures, Genesis 31, where Laban confronted Jacob about leaving with his daughters, and he placed a lot of emphasis on his little gods. And Jacob say, I would not take anything that belongs to you. If you find anybody who has this, let them die. And then what did Rachel do? She put them in a basket, sat on them, and her dad did not check her. And consequently, in Genesis 35, 16 through 19, the scripture says Rachel died in birth. So her own husband directly cursed her indirectly. We can receive an indirect curse from something that is giving advice to an individual. When you were in high school, your boyfriend, I'm talking about male to male, or your girlfriend, or girlfriend to boyfriend, I'm pregnant. She's pregnant. Did you talk about getting a divorce? I know somebody can help you. You're accessory to murder. I counseled someone like that once when I was a young man. Told me, hey, you ought to get an abortion. We forget about the little frivolous words we said when we were young people, when people said, so-and-so's pregnant, they ought to get an abortion. You're accessory to fact. You're accessory to murder. That's just the hardcore of that side. There are many other ways where you can do ungodly counseling and also receive an indirect curse. For the sake of time, I get you to ponder that for a moment. As I did do that. I was very fortunate that that person came back in my life. I was able to tell them years later when I became a Christian, led them to the Lord, baptized them, and we both held each other crying. That's not always the case. It's not always the case. Then there's a self-inflicted curse. Job 3:25, Job said, the greatest thing I fear came upon me. He dreaded his children's lifestyles. We also self-inflict ourselves with such things as it's allergy season. Don't go outside after shampooing your head. You're going to catch a cold. Yeah. It's that time of the month. I always have painful periods. And then there are many other self-inflicted curses that we'll cover, that I'll cover in a deliverance session as we continue this morning. And these were just a few of the types of word curses that many of us have come under in our lifetime from childhood. In Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 18, there is that, speak it like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. I'm going to tell you something. Evil words spoken to us in our lifetime has caused layers of breaches in our spirit. I remember of an individual who was a doctor who had got baptized in the Holy Spirit and began to seek God for ministry and ministry to others, to make the proper counsel. And a family called him one afternoon, and I was in the presence of this man and his daughter when this testimony was given. And this couple, young girl, appeared to be 8, 9, 10, had received a deep laceration here, I guess that'd be deltoid, so in this area here, and it was protruding where it split open because of the muscle tissue and the bone was visible. And he told them to wrap a diaper or something around it immediately and to come on over. They had to go up into the mountains, like, to reach to the doctor's home. And while they were on the way, he and his wife and daughter began to intercede because they wanted to try ministry, you know, and minister to them faith and watch God, watch the salvation of the Lord. These people were coming to get ministry from a physician. So when they came in, they said the people had a calmness and an assurance about themselves, and they sat down. And Dan began to counsel and began to talk with them, and it was discovered that on the job he had found several children from his church where he managed the company, a restaurant, that had been drinking, and he reported to their parents, and they began to speak cutting and damaging words behind his back. And you kind of like, you know, when, like, I'm not talking about nobody's paranoid or anything like that, but you kind of know because a bird is going to go tell it. But that's usually a sign. I mean, you know, that really happens. Believe me, I've been there. And so when they were able to discern that this was taking place, his wife told the husband, I didn't tell him anything. So they both knew that they were dealing with this issue with all these children at the church working for his restaurant, and he didn't want to, you know. He had already told the parents, and then he was trying to keep it calm and hope the children would change, but he didn't know how to do spiritual warfare. And so he was just taking it. And they only had one daughter, and the daughter was the weaker vessel, so she endured the cut from the words. And that's all was discerned there at the table. And when that was done, then they repented. And immediately, then they removed the basket, and this cut came up to about half an inch right there before their very eyes. And so the doctor, being a doctor, out of habit, reached over and grabbed some little, what do they call it, doctor? Gauze, or no, it was a little tape, a little piece of tape, like we do when you do suturing, and put the tape right over that little spot. And guess what? There was a little room on both sides, and it went like this, right up to the tape. That's as far as their fate went. So this was an example of a deep laceration due to a father not addressing a group under his employment who were continually speaking evil against him. That's another teaching, a break in the spirit, a cut on the body. The wall to the city is indicative to perhaps word or direct curses. I don't know. We have to ask the Lord to show us, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so the Lord desires that we as the body of Christ are careful with our words. And Proverbs the 15th chapter verse 4, it says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So there are breaches. Some call them other things. But anyway, breaches to our spirit. And In Matthew, the 12th chapter, I'm hoping I'm starting to get you thinking there. The Holy Spirit is starting to bring some things, because we all like to be daddy's boy and daddy's girl. And for some reason, our daddies from the 60s and 70s like to place cliches on us. You know, my daddy used to call me some unusual stuff. I think he said it because he knew I didn't know it, and only mama knew what it meant. So when I became a man, I knew what it meant. Well, I mean, I didn't become what he thought, but I mean that what he said, but it's kind of embarrassing, you know. But anyway, it was his way of showing love, you know. And I would say that confident that my dad loves me. This is so important. In the Matthew 12th chapter, verse 35, out of a good A good man out of a good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Our hearts should be renewed as believers, and evil words and vain talk and malicious words like that was out of the old nature. That's the old treasure. That was its treasure. The renewed man of God has good treasure, and we should be walking in the accountability and the responsibility with our words. We should be found careful with our words. Much of the word curses that are spoken in our lives from unsuspecting individuals were used by the enemy to condemn us. Let's face it, we live in a society now where our children are confronted all the time with various cliches. Once again, searching for identity. If we don't turn from evil and malicious words and begin to speak blessings, then perhaps there's a problem with unforgiveness. And unforgiveness is one of the evil treasures that will keep you from bringing forth good things. So we need to forgive and we need to receive deliverance. The other thing is God's word. Do you love it? We must make God's word, our life. The Lord doesn't desire his body as the body of Christ walking after carnality, fleshly, loose with the lips. And remember, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. God's word says that they that are after the Spirit are going to mind the things of the Spirit. And perhaps some of the difficulties that you're having in your walk may be due to some past cliche curses that have been applied to your lives. Many of God's saints labor daily and also throughout a lifetime under bondages created by the cliche and familiar demonic expressions. These curses are customarily placed upon children by their parents, relatives, friends, then later in life by teachers, peers, and other associates. And unfortunately, most people do not even realize the restrictions forced upon them by those harmful, fragmentary statements, and consequently, their inherent potential in life is not fully realized. God desires that each of us fulfill our destinies. I have an extensive list of curses and evil words that I like to break over us. I'm going to lead us in some renunciation prayers. If you are in agreement with me that perhaps someone said something against you, or you may have used your tongue in a malicious way, then you won't have any problem going through these renunciation prayers. Now, it's going to get pretty humorous in a few minutes, because some of the things that are going to be said can't help but make you laugh. And that's okay. I may laugh myself a little bit. So if you are joining with me, I'm going to lead you in some renunciation prayer so we can clean up some of the things that have been written against us. Amen? This is a short but a very specific and brief but message that has the power and the impact to deliver us from the nature and characteristics of Satan and his demons. Would you repeat after me? Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, and conviction of the Spirit, do I make this following confession? I've sinned against you and have disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I now repent of these sins and ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ, but by an act of my will, and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I have opened to Satan. And I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the following. I renounce the occult. I renounce witchcraft. Magic, black, white, yellow. I renounce all seances, clairvoyance, mediums, contact with familiar spirits, and the belief of UFOs.
And the belief of UFOs.
I renounce Ouija boards.
And other occult
games. I renounce all fortune telling. Palm reading. Tea leaf reading. Crystal balls. Tarot. And other card laying. And pendulum. I renounce all astrology. And interest in horoscopes. And signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation. And all healing groups involved in metaphysics. I renounce all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, EST, and parapsychology. I renounce water witching, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, automatic writing, drawing, and composing. I renounce astral projection, soul travel, thought projection, and other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control, power of positive thinking, positive control salesmanship, and demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery, St. Christopher medals. Mary medallions, good luck charms, rabbit's foot, four leaf clovers, wishbones, potions, and I vow to destroy any that are on my person or under my control. I vow I will destroy any idols, any foreign gods, such as Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, American Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, Egyptian art, pentagrams, or other abominations on my person or under my control. I renounce all literature I've ever read in any of these fields and vow that I will destroy such books in my possession. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, signs, statues, jewelry, or charts which are on my person or in my house. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the following. I break all curses, hexes, spells, jinxes, bexes, and charms placed on me from any occult source. I break the curse of incest. I break the curse of illegitimacy. 10 generations back from off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry off my family line. I renounce any oaths I or my ancestors ever made to any false gods, idols, false cults, or false religion. I renounce any initiation rite to any clubs, brotherhoods, lodges, fraternities, sororities, or orders, which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, all demonic soul ties, all bondages to my mother, father, grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being, living or dead, who has ever dominated or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and any demonic hold upon my family line as a result of the disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouse, ex-spouses. I break any curses of physical or mental illness off my family line. I break any curse on me or my family from the occult or demonic origin. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ, every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ, And because of some of these cliches affecting us in our walk before the Lord sexually, would you repeat after me? Dear Lord,
dear Lord,
I confess that I've committed sexual sins.
I do repent
and ask forgiveness.
I confess that I have committed the following sins.
Now, perhaps the Holy Spirit will bring something that you hadn't thought about in a lifetime, in your lifetime in the Lord, and just take time out now to quietly ask for forgiveness. I claim cleansing
by
the blood of Jesus Christ.
If we confess our sins,
He is faithful and just
to forgive us our sins
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
I do now accept
your forgiveness, Father,
and your cleansing word.
Satan,
I rebuke you
in the name of Jesus.
I notify you.
I am reclaiming all areas
that I have previously yielded to you.
I now close those doors forever.
Specifically,
I claim freedom
from sexual sin and lust.
I bind you
and your host
and command that you leave me now
in Jesus Christ.
Because of the nature of a cliche, we usually are taken offense, particularly if we're in school and someone calls us dummies and nincompoops and a lot of other things they call us that were real bad. So Lord,
I have another confession to make.
I have not loved,
but have resented certain people.
I confess this is sin,
and I call upon you, Lord,
to help me forgive them.
I do now forgive.
And perhaps the Holy Spirit will bring back to your memory.
You were in a fight. I was in a bunch of them.
And a lot of words were exchanged. Hallelujah. You need to forgive them.
Some of you were told, even by your own family, you weren't going to amount to nothing.
You need to not only forgive them, but you need to bless them also.
If they're dead, you still need to bless them because the hurt still lives in you.
If in days to come,
you show me others,
I will quickly forgive them
and ask you to bless them.
I do now forgive myself.
Hopefully everyone here is saved.
Lord Jesus,
I believe that you died upon the cross
for my sins
and arose from the dead.
You redeemed me by your blood,
and I belong to you,
and I want to live for you.
I confess all of my sins,
known and unknown,
and I am sorry for them all.
I renounce them all.
Now I come to you
as my deliverer, Lord Jesus,
claiming the promise
that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
And you know my special needs,
the things that bind,
torments,
defiles,
that evil,
unclean spirits,
and I call upon you, Lord Jesus,
to set me free.
Satan,
I renounce you and all your works.
I loose myself from you
in the name of Jesus,
and I command you to leave me now.
We're cleaning up a lot of stuff here. This is what hopefully will prepare us for the rest of the meetings to get us some deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
So we started a little late, and so I'm taking that time out. I think it's very clear and a very brief delivery on cliches of what the intent, what the Holy Spirit was revealing to us. So I want to move on with the renunciation and breaking the curses and extracting the spirits. And after we have ate this word, then we'll have maybe some food. Would you repeat after me? Let's break the soul ties of those cliches that were sent against us. Amen?
In Jesus' name.
I renounce all ungodly soul ties.
I renounce all ungodly soul ties.
All soul ties.
That came as a result of word curses.
Direct.
Indirect.
And self-inflicted.
Formed with controlling relatives.
Friends,
teachers, doctors, psychiatrists, counselors, Christian leaders, strangers, any cult involvements, any agreements, lodges, fraternities, or idol worship. I now cut. Sever and loose myself from all ungodly soul ties. I declare them to be destroyed, made null and void by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I come to you, Father. I ask you to send your angels to gather together and restore the fragments to wholeness in their rightful place within me. Gather my soul, my fragments, and bring them. I cut asunder any ungodly links between my soul and my spirit. And I ask you to cleanse, sanctify my spirit with the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Lord, for restoring my soul and cleansing and sanctifying my spirit. I call back my soul and spirit. I send back to them their soul and spirit. And I exchange their images, all images from cliches, for the image of Christ. In Jesus' name, I bind the strong man of sin and death, death and destruction, death and hell, over all curses inflicted upon me. I also bind the power of these curses. I now cut, sever, break and loose myself from all evil curses, all buried curses, charms, hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, all psychic powers, psychic or manipulative prayers, bewitchments, witchcraft, sorcery, enchantments, incantations, voodoos, hoodoos, judoos, white or black magic, macumba, santeria, mischief, covenants, portions, omens, all mind control, occult mind control, witchcraft control, soul power, all human spirits, familiar spirits, spoken word curses, all cliches coming against me with all of their hatred and anger. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I cut and sever, breaking loose myself from all cliche curses, all word curses that have come against me. I declare all curses coming against me broken, severed, made null and void. Those who the Son makes free is free indeed. Now I'm going to ask that you would just agree with me for a moment. I'm going to put the enemy on notice and ask that you not pray with your mouth. Just pray in your mind. Just agree with me, and that puts us both in agreement. If I call something, if it's in there, then that nasty thing is going to go out. But if you start praying, because the word spirit, breath, demon is all the same word, a lot of times they are coming out through the air passages. There are seven openings in your body. They can come out either one of those seven passages. But generally, they'll come out of the belly. And if you're speaking, particularly saying the word Jesus, so powerful, it's going back down. So just agree, and from time to time, just taking a deep breath, let it go out of your belly, but don't do it too often. You don't want to hyperventilate, think you're getting delivered. You're just dizzy. So I may remember to tell you, all right, taking a deep breath, because I'm going to try to get some freedom out of this too, because I know I came from a background of heavy cliches. So let's just put Satan on those. Satan, I bind you and your demons in the heavens and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce demons in each person that are present. I bind the strong man over each person's house and loose each person from the strong man. I remind you, principalities, I'm not going to fight you in the flesh. My weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds. I bind all evil power and evil strength, and I'm only going to be ministering to those that are in agreement, and I'm not going to usurp their will. So Father knows who are here that willing to go through deliverance. If there's somebody here just right now, just here for the service and don't really know what's going on, then this won't affect you unless you're asking God for some deliverance. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate or reinforce any spirits in each person's house. Over the cliches that have been spoken against us and those that we're spoken right now, I break all of the ancestral curses associated with those cliches. I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them. That means I'm breaking all of the multiples of those spirits, all of the underlying spirits. I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them in Jesus' name. I break all direct curses in Jesus' name. I break them, I break them, I break them, I break them. All the multiples of those direct curses that have been spoken against you and those that you have spoken. We have repented, so Lord, I break those curses. I break them, I break them, I break them in Jesus' name. All indirect curses that you receive indirectly, I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. All self-inflicted curses that you receive, that you spoke on yourself, seasonal curses, etc. I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. I break them in Jesus' name. I break any curse on any living and non-living entities. I break all curses, negotiation, compromise. I break them, I break them, I break them. All the satanic seals over those spirits that tried to form our characteristics and behavior. I break those satanic seals. I break them, 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 I break them. I break all the satanic shields that shield the spirits in our personalities. I command them to come out. I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. Satanic prayers, satanic words, evil words, malicious words, or satanic words. They're satanic prayers spoken against us. I break them, I break them. All those that we spoke against us, I break them, 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 I break them in Jesus' name. Now I break the ties of the evil past. Flashbacks from evil memory recall. Personality traits from television, movies, radio, individuals, icons, identities, gods, etc. I break them, 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 I break them. I break all ties in any living and non-living entities. I've broken the curses over these cliches, the seals, the shields, the prayers, and the ties. And I command all of the spirits, you come up to the top now. You come up there in Jesus' name. You come up there in Jesus' name. I break all the ties between those spirits. I break them, 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 I break them. Our greater is here. And how can you go into a strong man's house unless you first bind that strong man? I'm spoiling your goods. They're going to be God's people's goods today. I break all the ties between those spirits. I cut all the supports of those cliche curses. I cut all the roots of the spirits. I break any remaining holes in Jesus' name. I sever any relationships with any low-life spirits, no-name spirits, and any other supporting demons right now to the cliches. We know you're deeply rooted in that, but our word of God goes deeper than that. So you're going to come out of there in Jesus' name. I break all the satanic wishes over the people of God, satanic dedications, satanic blood covenants, satanic blood sacrifices, satanic declarations, satanic assignments, satanic schemes, satanic designs. Incidentally, under the satanic prayers, this is the month of May. This is the time that the backslidden Catholics are prayed for. So if you're born in May like me, sometimes this is the time we have more headaches. Well, didn't happen this year, thank the Lord. The curse is losing its strength. But this is the time where the Pope's decree that all Catholics pray for the backslidden people like me. So anyway, we found a lot of people have headaches during that time of the year that come from a Catholic ancestry. Cliche. We break those curses. Break all hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, enchantments, rituals, and other bondages associated with witchcraft, the occult, voodoo, Satan churches. All demonic oppression, you must go in Jesus' name. Now, as I call your name, you're going to go where Jesus tells you to go. I ask the Father to send legions of angels to fill the grounds and the house of prayer and to protect the children. We've never had any problems with that in the past. And that the angels will gather the spirits as they are leaving us and take them to you, Lord Jesus, that you might dispose of them in Jesus' name. I command all of the cliche open door spirits to come out. Come out of our minds. Now, you go in Jesus' name. Out of the memory, you go in Jesus' name. All learning difficulty spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Excuse me, come on out here. Believe me, it works. God's word works. I've seen so many children in our own congregation make straight A's, high grades. We just had one of the children come give me his report card. He made the highest in foreign language, second highest in math, and he needed a tutor last year. And that's the one I spoke about before that had the 30 seizures. I mean, you know, we break the cliches. We come against learning difficulty spirits. We all blockers of education. We pull them out of the people, our children's minds. So if you're a child in here, when I begin to call some of these names, you're going to probably laugh because it is kind of funny. All right, all cliches, come out in Jesus' name. All right, come out. You're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Come out. Come out of us in Jesus' name. You're running scared. Come out. Shook me to my toes. Come out. You lost all your marbles. Come out. You don't have all your marbles. Come out of us in Jesus' name. These are words that were spoken to us, and they have to be dealt with. Come out in Jesus' name. You're spaced out. You're not all there. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Acting like you're out to lunch. You're dead from the neck up. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Dumb as can be. Dumb as an ox. Blind as a bat. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Probably has something to do with glaucoma, swelling behind the eyes and eye disease. I don't know. Come out of there. Deaf as a rock. Doesn't listen. Come out of there in Jesus' name. We break that curse. Finally suck into your thick skull. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Scattered brain. Doesn't have it all together. Come out. Burned out. Half-baked. Wasted case and basket case. Come out of us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Idiot, come out. Dummy, come out. Dumb thing. Numbskull. Dumbbell. Poor thing. Come out in Jesus' name. Plum crazy. Slap happy and lunatic. That's a lunatic spirit. You come out of there in Jesus' name. You come out in Jesus' name. Full of prunes. Come out of there. If you had not asked, come out. I could have told you. Come out in Jesus' name. Body will grow, but the mind will not. Come out in Jesus' name. Big bag of wind. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Can't remember anything. Come out. Can't learn that. I've never learned. Come out. Frustrated beyond measure. It is more than I can bear. Come out in Jesus' name. The kids are driving me crazy. I'm losing my mind. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. You're driving me bananas. Come out. Crazy. Mad. Bonkers. You're driving me to drink. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. I can't stand it anymore. Can't put up with it anymore. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Now the spirits that bring depression, despair, and expectations. It is the beginning of the end. Come out. Come out. When it rains, it pours. As with bad luck. Come out in Jesus' name. So far, so good. Looking for the worst. I break that curse. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Where there's smoke, there's a fire. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Went from the frying pan into the fire. Come out of there. I always thought that meant frog legs. We would cook frog legs. They'd jump out on the floor. I didn't know what that meant. Monday blues. Some of you have depression going to work Monday. I love to go to work. I really don't have a problem with it. When I walk away from the work, I won't have a problem with it. I'll be able to look back and say, I didn't have a problem. I honored the work. And God didn't work. Well, I got a pause, man. Everybody don't have to do what I do. But anyway. The worst always happens. Come out in Jesus' name. Now, the spirits that attack finances and poverty, and should I speak again this weekend, this is what I'm going to teach on poverty and so forth. Poor but proud. Come out. Poor as nails. Come out. You can't tell me some of you ain't said these things. I know I said. Poor as a church mouse. Come out. Come out. Once poor, always poor. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Half a loaf is better than none. Come out in Jesus' name. I see it and I want it. I want everything I see. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. No price is too big to pay for alcohol and cigarettes. Come out in Jesus' name. Keeping up with the Joneses. Go around just once in life. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. A little is better than nothing. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Everything is going out and nothing is coming in. Come on out of there. We men tend to tell our wives this. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Can't get blood out of a turnip. As scarce as a hen's teeth. Come on out of there. Pinching pennies. Squeezing dollars. Dead broke. I know I said that. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I can't afford it. I'll never be able to afford it. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Times are tough. Come out. I'll never get ahead. Get it while you can. Get it while it's hot. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. It's nip and tuck, touch and go, tight as a tick, barely making it. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Come on out of there. Spoken word curses, people. Cliches. Now the ones that deal with the physical and infirmities. Loose as a goose, diarrhea. Come on. Come on out of there. Chill to the bone, freezing to death. Come out of there. You're going to get wet, you're going to catch a cold. Come out of there in Jesus' name. If you get chilled, you'll catch a cold, a flu, a chill, cold, a flu. Come out. You'll catch pneumonia and die. Spirits of pneumonia, come out. And death, come out. I'm so tired, my tongue is hanging out. It's worn out, run down, run ragged, tired, overtired, overtired unto death. Fatigue, fatigued unto death, and death spirits come out of us in Jesus' name. I'm sick and tired. Or whatever one says, you know, whatever it is. You're sick and tired of something. Come out of there in Jesus' name. We need to be careful with that, too. I'm sick and tired, you know. Tired blood, anemia, come out. Spirits of anemia, come out. Feed the cold and starve the fever. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You look like you've seen a ghost. Come out of there. You look white as a sheet. Come out of there, coma. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You're pale as can be. You're a sight for sore eyes. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. You're living on borrowed time. Come out of there in Jesus' name. It's that time of the year when I always catch the flu. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Now weight disorders. All you can eat. All you care to eat. Come on out of there. I got a group at the church. They said, where are we going? I said, well, I'd like to go to Chili's or Papa Do's. I want to go all I can eat. All I can eat. Fat as a pig. Pigged out. Porky pig. Come out. Come out. Always hungry. Always eating. Can't believe I ate the whole thing. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. I'm going to lose weight even if I have to starve to death. Death curse. And then that's the death curses. Cross my heart, hope to die. Oh, death wish. Come out. Death. I'm so loathsome, I could die. I'm so sick, I could die. Come out in Jesus' name. I'd rather be dead than wrong. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I'm better off dead. I wish I was dead. Teenagers, me, Dad, I can't use the car. I wish I was dead. Drop dead. Doggy dog. Come out in Jesus' name. Work until I drop dead. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All these death spirits, dead right, dead wrong, dead serious, over my dead body. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Well, I'm tickled to death. Tickle pink. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I need to loft my head off. Loft until I thought I would die. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Look like walking death. Look like death warmed over. Freezing to death. Nearly froze to death. I'm burning up. Kill them with kindness. Man, you're dead. Come out of there in Jesus' name. This is going to be the death of me. I'm itching to death. Now the spirits that bring accidents and accident injuries. You're always hurting yourself, you accident-prone person. You run into everything you see. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Watch out. You'll break your leg. You'll break your neck. You'll break your arm. You will fall and break your neck. You're going to have an accident. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You're careless. You're too free. And then the spirit's working in rebellion. Hard-headed. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Set in my own way. Stubborn as a mule. Stubborn as an old hog on ice. Come out of there in Jesus' name. If I don't have anything else, I have my pride. Come out of there in Jesus' name. There's a streak of meanness in everyone. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. Rich man. Poor man. Beggar man. Thief. Doctor. Lawyer. Merchant. The chief. Come out of there. Counting sheep to go to sleep. I did that. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. It's a form of hypnosis, self-hypnosis, backward counting, forward counting, witchcraft. Come out. Spirits of starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, wish I might have the wish tonight. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I swear by the stars, wishing by the stars. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I wish to God, I hope to God, wishing by a chicken breastbone. Probably done that at least 100 times growing up. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. We had lots of chicken where I came from. Don't kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Come out in Jesus' name. Lady luck. Come out. Old man luck. Sheer luck. Lucky me. Happy go lucky. Slap hacky. Excuse me. Slap lucky. Slap happy. My luck is whatever you say. I'm lucky. I'm unlucky. Come out. It's just my luck. Poor luck. Bad luck. Hard luck. have my fingers crossed, everything will work out all right. It's good. You know, it's just crossing my fingers, it's going to be all right. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Knock on wood. Come on out of there in Jesus. Cross my fingers. Hope to die. Come out of there. Don't walk under that ladder. It is just bad luck. Open umbrella in the house is going to give you bad luck. Close that umbrella. Broken mirror gives you 7 years of bad luck. That's a lie. Break that curse in Jesus. It's just a broken mirror. Spilled salt will give bad luck. It's a lie. Come out, all you lying spirits. Throw salt over left shoulder for good luck. Break that cliche. Toss coins in the fountain for good luck. Just wasting money. Toss them in my pocket. I got plenty of use for them for the gospel. Rabbit's foot for good luck. I eat rabbit. It's funny. People that got these rabbit foot don't even eat the rabbit. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Now, other bondages, and I'll complete because it's time to go. I hope that you were blessed. I'm certain that you may not know what's happening here, but it's really going to make some changes. It's going to really make some changes.
Four-leaf clovers.
Amen. Four-leaf clovers. Come out of there. Spent hours in the yard trying to find one. The other remaining bondages that I have is old man's daw or young man's slave, marriage curse. Now, I know some that like to keep them pregnant and footless and barefooted. That's it. Amen. Come out in Jesus' name. Big bag of wind. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Cats got your tongue? Birds of a feather flock together. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Like attracts like. What you see is what you get. You come out of me in Jesus' name. Come out of here in Jesus' name. Dumb as it can be. Dumb as a mule. Never going to amount to anything. I had that told to me. Never going to amount to anything. Come out of here in Jesus' name. Every time I turn around, I lose or misplace something. My keys or whatever. I'm too old to change. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Come out of us in Jesus' name. A sight for sore eyes you are. Come out of there in Jesus' name. The end justifies the means. Come out in Jesus' name. Oh, boy. What you don't know won't hurt you. Come out in Jesus' name. When it rains, it pours. Everything bad happens at once. Come out of there. When one thing goes bad, everything goes bad. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Out of the frying pan into the fire. I had that already. Don't get your hopes up. Better safe than sorry. A woman's work is never done. Overworked and underpaid. We tend to easily want to go along with that one. Come out of there in Jesus' name. We break that power in Jesus' name. Can't stand anymore. Can't put up with anymore. You are never amount to anything. You're not worthy. Everyone has something wrong with them. There's a little bit of Santa Claus in everybody. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Bad blood went out. Misery loves company. You come out of us. Finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. And I know some people that love the Lord and Pentecostal persuasion, and they feel like if somebody leave it at the company and it ends up in their house, that's the company's problem. So they're saws and drills and steal you blind, speaking in tongue at night. Finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. Never on time. Always late. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Never on time, always late. Better late than never anyway, huh? Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Can't say no to anything. Can't resist evil. Come out in Jesus' name. Takes one to know one. I know we said that. Some of us at least. Come out of there. Lay with a pig. Get his grunt. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. It is impossible. That will never work. Come out. Every dog is going to have his day. Nobody is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. All these cliches, people. It's got to go in Jesus' name. I make my fair share of errors. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Everything is going to the pot. Take a long walk on a short pier, please. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. I'm going out in the garden to eat worms. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I'll sell my soul for whatever. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Yeah, people said that. Just go to the prom or whatever. I'll sell my soul. I'm a born loser. Oh, come on out of there. I'm walking the floor over you like a snake in the grass, like a thief in the night. Little children, little problems. You have big children, you're going to have big problems. Cliche. If the Lord is willing and the creek won't rise. This is not my day. I am frustrated beyond measure. Chip off the old block, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. Marriage vows, for better or for worse. Richer, I like performing marriages too. Poor, in sickness and in health. Well, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, would you stand? Father, in Jesus' name, would you repeat after me? I break all soul ties with parents, relatives, friends, teachers, coaches, any and all associates, persons who have accused me, spoke evil to me, all relevant accusations and cliche curses. Father, I forgive them now and bless them. And I ask you, Father, to restore in me my soul. I call back from them my soul and spirit. I send back to them their soul and spirit. I command all evil spirits that have been named and those that have not been named to come out of me now. So those that I have not named, and you know that certain cliches were attached to you, now you can say them quietly to the Father. I command them now. You come out of the people of God. You come out of the people of God. We command you to go. Who are you to resist the name of Jesus? You have no authority. I command you to be gone, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. We are the head and not the tail, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You have to go. We are severing right now. We are breaking your power. You have no authority over us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Father, the blessings on our meal today. We thank you for the staff of Lake Hamilton, for their labor of love and the preparation of our food. Lord, we bless the food today. And Lord, we just bless the meetings that are going to go forward today, Lord. Let us be eaten and be filled, Lord God. And Lord God, rejoice in the Lord in Jesus' name. May God bless you. See you at 1:30.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.